Hey, yo. So as usual, I'm making this podcast to reflect on my day, to unwind, to unpack the events that led me to evaluate things that I believe in, my stances on things, my boundaries, those inviolable lines of demarcation that will never be crossed, and even those values and philosophies and morals that I hold that can evolve. So I was at Walmart, and as I was walking toward the self-checkout line, or the area, was there was no line, but just walking in that direction, this odd character caught my eye to my left, dressed in black, just kind of weird energy. I don't know if his hair was dyed red, yellow, whatever. It wasn't a natural hair color. Just a weird looking character. But the energy was weird to me. It was a strange vibration coming from that person. I didn't get a good look at him, but I could tell it was a male, probably late teens, early 20s, 19, 20, 21, in that age range. But I would say between 18 to 21 or 22, in that window. So I walked past them, and I had my cart. I wanted to stop and get a Body Armor light drink. I always get one of those drinks on my way out of Walmart just to kind of hydrate after the gym. But to be polite, I didn't try to make them wait for me to, you know, stop, bend over, get the drink, get back on my... So I kind of moved my cart to the side and kind of motioned for that. I'm going to call him a character, that strange boy. And I'm going to call him a boy because that's what he acted like, for that strange boy to walk by. So I kind of politely was like, oh, you can go ahead. So, I wanted to see if they had my drink that I normally would get. But then, without even acknowledgement, but not even that, like, you don't have to acknowledge me, but what ticked me off was, without acknowledgement, this strange boy just kind of sauntered by, and if I'm not mistaken, slowed down to, because at this point I'm kind of looking at the, you know, the little cooler where they have all the drinks right before you purchase something for those impulse buys. I swear he slowed down to the point where he was sort of blocking where I was looking. I stopped. Now, I was kind enough to move out the way, kind of motion. Oh, you can go ahead. Because I'm looking to get something. Walking slow as hell, kind of stopped in the way of where I was looking. And I lost my cool. And I said, if you don't get your goofy ass the fuck out my way. Because, you know, my thing is, I don't play games with little boys. Right? Now, maybe this strange boy is on the spectrum. Maybe he, you know, sometimes you having a day where your day is, you're having a bad day. Your mind is consumed with things that are going on in your life. I don't know. It can happen. But I find it odd that this strange boy was able to walk fast enough to make it to the line. When I sidestep to, you know, let him go in front of me so I can stop at the cooler and get my drink and want to hold up the line. And it appeared to me that he wanted to play clown games. And, you know, they say if you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. FAFO type shit. So literally it appeared as if he slowed down in front of me where I was looking in the cooler. Instead of just walking ahead, like I said, he doesn't have to acknowledge. You know, sometimes you let people go. They go, oh, thank you. They'll look. They'll nod. That's fine. You don't have to do all that. But just keep walking. Just go on and get in line. Go pay for your shit. this strange boy seemed like he slowed down and almost to the point where he stopped, where I'm looking for my drink. And I said, if you don't get your goofy ass the fuck up out my way. And he walked a little bit, mumbled something on this brother. I said, what? I said, boy, you get your goofy ass around and get the fuck out the way, boy. I slapped the shit out you. And that's what I said to him. He ain't say nothing else. Let me make something clear. I don't play games with anybody. Because, see, I'm not that kind of person where I go around being aggressive, thinking I'm big and bad. But when you play games with me, I'm going to let you know. I'm not the grown man that's going to tolerate bullshit in my presence. There's so much I'll ignore. There's so much I'll walk away from. There's so much I'll tolerate. But what I won't tolerate is you playing multiple games with a grown-ass man. Find the next grown man to play with. And like I told him, boy, I'll slap the shit out your goofy ass. Get the fuck around there and pay for your shit and get the fuck out my way. Now, I'm kind enough to let you walk. You're going to play games. You're a clown. Slow down. Stop. Stand in front of the cooler. Walking slow as a snail or a turtle. Get your goof ass the fuck out the way. And I meant every word of what I said. That was not an idle threat. And he's a little brother, a weird, strange little boy. Now, I don't believe physical size is all that important. It really isn't, you know, because the truth of the matter is, it's not the size of the dog. It's the size of the fight in the dog. So you could be a small guy, little strange little boy, and put up a good fight. But notwithstanding, I'm way bigger than this nigga. Not that that's important. But I know for a fact that I could hit this kid so hard, he'll be in next week. I know that for a fact. So I walked around and I paid for my stuff. Now, the proof that he didn't really want to smoke with me, my back at this point, because, you know, he was closer to where you first entered the cell checkout, and I went to a farther cash register when it was available. So my back was essentially to him. Now, the proof that he didn't really want to smoke was that when I finished paying for my shit, I looked up, he was already gone. Now, if he was about that life for real, he would have approached me and confronted me. What was all that you saying? Blah, 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 blah. Right. This little strange boy gone. Like, my thing is, I don't know what the fuck is wrong with, and I would say between 18 and 22, that age range, actually, let me go back, between 16 and 22, that age range of males, very effeminate, not masculine at all. When somebody shows you respect and kindness, you reciprocate that respect and kindness. But when you play games with me, you're going to find out real fast, oh, I'll snatch that shit back. I'll be an Indian giver. And I'll slap the shit out you. I'll do my day in jail. Period. I've already made my mind up. Don't play with me. Because the next time you see me, you'll know better than to play with a grown-ass man. And you know the sad part is, too? People do the same shit out in traffic. Where they'll tailgate you. They'll cut you off. They'll be jealous. They got a free lane, but they want to ride beside you and get into these competitive pissing contests. It's a waste of energy and a waste of time. And I ignore these weirdos. See, this is what happens when you are high vibrational, when you are shining. And I know for a fact that strange little boy today at the Walmart, he doesn't get any females. Hell, if he's gay, he doesn't get any males. He's one of those weirdos on the spectrum, probably. And do I feel sorry for him? No. He better figure that shit out. See, because I'm a kind guy. I'm not a nice guy. I'm a kind guy. And if you manage to piss off a guy who doesn't even get angry at situations like that, imagine what will happen to him if you pull shit like that on somebody who's really about that life. Well, they'll slap the shit out you without even warning you that they're going to slap the shit out you. Something tells me he's going to have a hard life. You better figure that shit the fuck out. It's very effeminate. You got a motherfucking attitude walking by. Slow, like, you know, it's almost like what you would expect a female to do, like, slow, walking by slow. Hey, boy, if you don't get your goof ass the fuck out my way, clear the lane so you can get the fuck on, and you want to walk slow with the attitude. Boy, let me tell you something. I will engage. I have no problems going hands-on. Just like my podcast, I don't know if I did a podcast or YouTube video at the gym I go to, where a dude decided he wanted to play games with me and stretch where I put my phone and I was already working and I had to move him the fuck out the way. And then he went and snitched. Oh, he pushed me out the way. After he got in my face in retaliation, I'm like, bitch ass nigga, you can't retaliate and then go snitch, nigga. I will go hands on, not scared, because I know that I don't start shit with people. That's why I'm willing to go hands on. I'm willing to go hands on in defense. Like, get the fuck out my face. People have lost their fucking mind in 2024 thinking you gonna play with a grown ass man. Don't let this handsome face fool you. See, I think people get fooled by the face. I'm a handsome man. I'm attractive. I'm at peace. And I think some people think that means that, oh, that's sweet. I could walk in front of them, cut them off, act stupid. No, nigga, you gonna find out I can turn up in this bitch. To quote the great Sean Zachary, don't let this handsome face fool you. I'll turn up in this bitch. And when I left out of Walmart today, I saw that goofy ass, weird ass little boy walking in the parking lot. And I thought about it for a second to go confront this little nigga. But I already knew I won that situation, if there is a victory in a situation. But boundaries like what I established today are a must for any man who's going to live a life of peace. Because men, grown men, will test you simply because you are minding your business. And that I've come to learn. So I'm willing to go hands-on. And the fact that I work out, I go to the gym, I'm strong, I lift weights, deters most men. But these little weird-ass little... See, I can guarantee you that little boy, that weird-ass, strange little boy at Walmart, he probably doesn't even consider himself a male. He probably considers himself a they-them. So in his mind, he doesn't have an understanding of the rules of masculinity and how men engage each other. And when you behave that way in front of a real man like I am, you run the risk of getting your ass beat. And I'm not even on that level to where I'm gonna whoop your ass. I'm the least of your worries, for real. Cause I'm the kind of person where I'm minding my business. I'm motherfucker, I got my hand in my pocket, I'm whistling. God is good, God is great. Nigga, you pissed me the fuck off. Imagine what you gonna do to somebody who will really whoop your ass. See, I defend my territory. And any man who's gonna live a life of peace will have to defend territory. Cause somebody's gonna want to violate. For some guys, they're willing to violate just for the sake of violating. Not even because they want what you have. They just motherfucker jealous because you got it. I want to try to ruin what you got. Man, get the fuck out of here. And to anybody who behaves that way, and I have come across a couple of, and they're typically in that age range. I would say between 16 and 22. It's like there's something weird in the water. These little boys, they're not men. These little boys are effeminate. They are very prissy, almost like a female would be. Men don't behave that way. And even if a man is having a bad day, what you would feel from him would be more aggression, not that prissy kind of attitude like a female would have. That's different. You know, if I'm having a bad day, you're going to feel the testosterone. I might just bump until you keep walking. I'm not going to give you an attitude like like you rolling your eyes like a bitch would. Like, get the fuck out of here. That age range, you got to watch that age range. We're going to have to pray those demons down. Those are wicked spirits. Those are demons on our young men. 16 to 22, that age range is crucial. These boys are effeminate. They're not masculine. They're acting like females. If a man shows you respect, you show respect back. And if you don't, nigga, you gonna get what you got today. Better learn, nigga. I'm out.